Our first lecture. From the time of literature to the culture of image. Well, the idea that I would like to briefly discuss in this lecture had to do with the fact that the 20th century, in my view, represent a definitive switch in the way in which we conceive our intellectual world. And also the way in which we approach our surrounding. The idea is that we have been working for one or two centuries, at least since the 19th century, on the assumption that literature, in one way or the other, within the arts and within the culture, was the, let's say, the more or less imperfect way to represent feelings, perceptions, world conceptions, belief, and so on. So what happened during the 20th century, in my view, and especially towards to the end of the 20th century, is that we switched from that scheme of grounded on literature to another one who is purely grounded on images. As you can imagine, the consequence for areas like philosophy and the consequence for areas like cinema are obvious. So this is briefly the hypothesis, if you want, in one way or the other. So why I say the end of the Enlightenment reason? Well, as you know, the Enlightenment is a theory, if you want to put it that way, which assumes that we use the reasons to enlighten a particular problem, to enlighten nature, to understand better what happened in society and what happened individually as well to ourselves. So what really disappeared in the 20th century is this assumption that with reason we can understand better society. So what happened during the 20th century is that this idea of reason just break down, and there is no anymore one idea of reason. And also what disappeared during the 20th century is the notion that we can logically understand social issues, political issues, and psychological issues. So basically, what disappeared as well is this strong idea of history. That's the reason why I mentioned this French quote, Renonce à Hegel, because this is a chapter in one of Paul Ricoeur's books, Temps de Récite, in which he discussed basically this strong historical perspective from Hegel, who has been dominated for so long all the thinking, all the speculations about society and about culture. So what happened in the 20th century, and Ricoeur is making an exhaustive analysis of that, is that this Hegelian idea, just in one way or the other, disappeared. So this is something that, as I'm going to comment later, came up in some of the suggested readings I prepared to you. So what happened now is this assumption of the Enlightenment period, to say the classic period, who was the 17th century, that we have one world who is composed of nature, who have their own laws, and who have their own logic, and us as individuals who try to understand this nature, who try to represent nature, because as more we understand nature, more we understand ourselves. This principle is what disappeared in the 20th century. And that's the reason why I say one war, too many wars, because we don't have anymore this idea of war with capital, or nature with capital, in which we're supposed to learn, we're supposed to understand how to treat ourselves and how to deal with different problems in society. It's that perspective who disappeared. So what we have now is too many wars, and this is the problem that we need to face. We need to combine all these different perspectives. We need to combine all these different world who are standing up at the same time. So what disappeared was this idea of representation. I mean, an example in art, classically, a true representation, and this idea of true is crucial here, was basically grounding on the fact that as more similar to nature wasn't a representation, most truly was this representation done. And this is what also disappeared, in my view, during the 20th century. The idea of representation has a true of something. We do not make representations anymore of nothing, because nature has such in capital do not exist anymore. So what we do basically is we create things in this new, if you want, post-20th century period. And this is why I bring cybernetics. This idea, as probably some of you know, of cybernetics came up during the 40s and the 50s, mainly in the United States, but partially as well in Europe. And was referring basically to hard science, or to natural science, if you want to put it that way. And the idea was that we cannot understand generally any system anymore. So basically, all the systems, technological systems, human systems, need to have a local explanation in which the observer, mean you, me, or the other people involved in this system, are crucial. So we cannot make an abstraction of the observer, and we cannot make a generalization of any particular system. The consequences of this were very, very heavy in terms of epistemology. Why? Because the conclusion is that, number one, we can understand things only locally, and number two, we only can understand if we have the individuals who are part of that system. So we cannot make abstraction of the individual, or, if you want, of the observer either, to understand a particular situation. So, as you see, all these, again, enlightenment period, in which we have reason with capitals, we have the men with capital, all these generalization, all this general perspective about different concepts disappear. Now we are forced to understand things specifically, locally. That is what was the cybernetics about, saying that very, very, very quickly. And again, some of the bibliography I suggested to you explain these maybe better than me. So to explain, to give you an alternative explanation of this whole situation, I recommend to you this short article for Bukatman, who basically explained to you how a writer or how someone connected with literature experiment or perceive this switch from one society grounded, let's say, in writing, grounded, let's say, in a particular idea of art, to another society grounded basically on images. So this Gibson typewriter, this article, basically is a sort of metaphor. It's a sort of small, but I believe precise, perception of what are the consequences of this switch from one type of culture and society to another. And what is interesting, and this is why I thought start the course with this panorama is important, is that this switch did not happen in a sort of revolutionary way. we didn't wake up one day and we became image-orientated people. This has been slow and sometimes silence and hide process of changes. Is our ordinary life, the way in which we deal with machine, the way in which we deal with technology, the way in which we think, who has been switching in two or three generations. But no, in a way in which we can put that clearly and say, that year this happened, that another year this happened. This has been a process of probably 100, 150, or 200 years, who became more clear at the end of the 20th century, because it was when all these traditional concepts and systems, all this idea of culture, were not effective anymore, and for us were not effective in our ordinary life to give explanation and to understand things. And that is why people start to think that maybe we need new tools and new instruments. So basically the suggested reading are a sort of a selection or anthology who can explain to you these issues that I just rapidly comment to you. Norbert Wiener is one of the key figures in cybernetics, and the chapter I recommend to you is a sort of introduction, so it's easy reading, it's not very complicated, and give you the basic things. The Paul Ricoeur chapter referred to this idea of history and this idea of how we have been dominated by history for so long. Jean-François Lyotard, The Postmodern Condition, is a very, very good book, not that long. I recommend to you three chapters, but really it's worthy to go through to the whole book, because it's probably, even up to today, is the best book who has been ever written about what is the meaning of this end of enlightenment reason, and what is the meaning of this postmodern, if you want to put it that way, condition and society. Von Glasselfer is an excellent book about constructivism, who is a sort of, let's put it in this way, evolution from cybernetics. So the radical constructivism, if you want, in one way, have their roots in what was the cybernetics perspective. In the end, they explore deeply these two elements that I comment to you. Number one, the explanation need to be locally, and number two, that the observer, or if you want, the author, in another way, is crucial to understand what we are seeing and what we are perceiving. Then I put up a sort of chapter, it's a long chapter, from one of my book. Unfortunately, it is in Spanish only, but for those of you who can read Spanish, I think it's a useful introduction to the problem of science in terms of writing, and to the problem that science face in relation with this evolution and this change. So how we understand things, how we produce science in a society who is grounded on images, or if you want more extreme, who is grounded on cinema. So that is the... Then, for the problem of representation, I selected the article from Peterson. I select for the problem of representation as well, Regler Book, who is Understanding Representation in Cognitive Science, which is a brief introduction, and I think it's a very, very solid and interesting book. Again, another article in Spanish from Humberto Maturana and Francisco Varela, who explain to you from, again, the constructivism point of view, this switch of the idea of knowledge and understanding. And then from Martin Jay, the chapter 2, because even if Martin Jay books refer to the French culture and philosophy only, I think is a good allegory and is a good metaphor of this more wide problem. So again, as I suggested in the introduction, you don't need, of course, to read all this, but I think with the recommended reading, with that article, will be just giving you a sort of taste of this problem. And I hope in this lecture, in this brief lecture, I give it to you some of the key issues who are at stake here. So then you can select what is more, what appeal to you more, or what is available to you. However, as I say, if you have any trouble with this, just contact me. Thank you.